During the Revolutionary War, John Adams, one of our founding fathers, was sent on a mission to France. He was sent to garner up support from the French for the War of Independence. But John Adams and his wife Abigail wanted something very special for their son, John Quincy. They wanted an education, one of the most valuable things that they could receive, one of the things they could give their son was an education. So when John was sent off to France, they sent their 11-year-old son, John Quincy, with his father to go across the Atlantic to learn. Now, Abigail, his mother, knew this and knew that this would be a very difficult voyage for him. That she didn't know when the next time she would see her son, if ever, because the voyage could be possibly deadly. But she sent him anyway. And across the Atlantic, everything that could go wrong did go wrong. It was a horrible, horrible voyage. And when John Quincy returned, he told his mother, "I never want to do that ever again." But a year later, his father John gets sent back to France. And Abigail tells her son, "You're going with your father." And the boy did not want to go at all. And so Abigail wrote her son a letter. Wrote her son a letter saying, "These are great times which call forth great virtues, and that you need to step up as a man." And I want to read you, brothers and sisters, part of that letter. And bear in mind, when I read this, it is written to a 12-year-old boy. And listen to how his mother speaks to him. Speaks to him as if he's an adult. She speaks to him like this because there's important work to do, and that he needs to step up and embrace his destiny, embrace the gifts that he has been given. So she writes, "These are the times in which a genius would wish to live. It is not in the still calm of life or in the repose of a peaceful station that great characters are formed. The habits of a vigorous mind are formed in contending with difficulties. Great necessities call forth great virtues. When a mind is raised up and animated by challenges that engage the heart, then those qualities which would otherwise lay hidden wake into life and form the character of the hero and the statesman." Abigail is calling out her son, calling him forward to step up, because there's important work to be done. There's a new nation that is being formed, and that her son is going to be at the heart of that formation. John Quincy would go on to become president, as we know. And not only that, he is perhaps the best educated president we have ever had. His father said when he was 11, "I want you to keep a journal." And he kept the journal for the next 65 years. He was an exceptionally educated man. My friends, today we celebrate two great feasts, the ascension of our Lord into heaven and Mother's Day. And I would argue that the union of these two great days call us out, because there's work to be done as missionary disciples. So let's take the first day, the ascension of our Lord. Why did our Lord need to ascend into heaven? Well, we can almost imagine our Lord ascending into heaven as if he's going up a mountain. And he says to all of us, to every human being upon this earth, "Where I have gone, I am calling you to follow me." The destiny of every human being is to go to heaven, is to go to the joy of heaven. And Jesus, by ascending into heaven, is saying, "Hope in me, and I will lead you to the joy and peace of heaven." That is why I ascended. That is why I needed to leave and send the Holy Spirit, that you would come after me. But the next question could be, that's really hard. How do we do that? We can kind of look up at Jesus rising up to heaven, almost as if looking at him at the top of the mountain, and say, "That is a hard journey, Lord. How do I do that? How do I get up there?" And our Lord would say, "Do not be afraid. Follow me. Follow the commands that I left the apostles, that I left you. And what does our Lord say in the Gospels? His final words in the Gospel of Mark. He says, go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature. Proclaim the gospel. We must proclaim the good news of Christ. That is how we rise up to heaven. But let's make it a little simpler. Proclaim the gospel to every creature. In other words, we don't go to heaven alone. This is not a solitary trail up the mountain. If we want to go higher, deeper into the Lord, we must bring people with us. We are called to proclaim the love of Jesus through our actions, through our words, in everything that we do, to bring people ever closer to Jesus in heaven. This is how we reach heaven. This is how we ascend, by telling others about Jesus. We must take time to listen to people. If I were to give one piece of practical advice this morning, when we love others, we must take time to listen to them. I was just traveling with my sister the other week, and she just did an amazing job of every person we met. She would just listen to them, caring about them, not necessarily worried about what thing she would say next, but just caring about the person in front of her. And it was a wonderful example for me. We must love one another in order to rise to heaven. And as we look up that mountain, as we look upon our Lord in heaven beckoning us further, we're also reminded on this Mother's Day that Holy Mother Church pushes us forward, encourages us, says, you have to step up, my children. You have to step up to proclaim the gospel of Jesus. I just want to take a moment and thank all of our mothers here today and all the mothers who can't be with us. Thank you so much for the love you pour into our lives and the great gift you are to each one of us. I'm struck on this day at how many times my mother has shown me how to step up as a Catholic, as a Christian, and how many times that she kind of called me out as Abigail does her son. That how many times, like Mary does in the wedding feast of Cana, she has said to me, do whatever Jesus tells you to do. Follow him. So thank you, mothers, for all that you do, that you call us, not just perhaps to excellence in school or academics and athletics, but call us to heaven, to lay down our lives for our Lord Jesus. And Holy Mother Church does the same. She calls us forward to lay down our lives for Jesus and to ascend with him into heaven. On this day of the Ascension and Mother's Day, I have rewritten Abigail Adams' letter to be spoken from the mouth of the church to inspire each one of us. As we listen to these words, they are spoken to us, and they are calling us out because there's great work to do. There are souls to be saved, and we are sent out as missionary disciples to be Jesus' voice, to be his hands, his feet in the world, to show his love to all. So my brothers and sisters, my fellow missionary disciples, the church tells us this morning, these are the times in which a saint would wish to live. It is not in the still calm of life or in the repose of a peaceful station that holy men and women are formed. The habits of a courageous disciple of Jesus Christ are formed in contending with difficulties. Great necessities call forth great virtues. When a mind is raised and animated by challenges that engage the heart, then those holy qualities, which would otherwise lay hidden, wake into life and form the character of the hero and the great saint.